just that memory and which
And
not
I
all
had written
perfect.
down about half the people and then plus others.
So what we're talking about here, so that we make sure we have a record of this, is the Special District Selection Committee and the determination of a quorum and potentially addressing in the LAFCO, the local LAFCO policies, the ability to allow attendance at a independent Special District Selection Committee via Zoom. We won't conduct it as a Zoom meeting. We'll conduct it as an in-person meeting, but a Zoom option, so that we can promote the attendance and promote the ability to be able to have a quorum and take action in that way versus an email ballot.
And that's in the LAFCO policies and procedures that that would have to be done.
Yeah, it talks about having the Special District Selection Committee, but it and what happens if there's not a quorum, but it doesn't talk about Zoom or remote attendance in any way. And it's not a Brown Act
I was just going to ask for
situation.
another
So,
Brown Act. Yeah.
So it's just, it could be addressed in the procedures.
I would like to see the meeting.
The LAFCO.
The LAFCO, yes.
Yeah. And then that would bump this one.
What, you want to get out of here before midnight?
Yeah.
With you.
I mean, they don't have lights and groceries.
I think your
so,
flashlight's on.
You know, as soon as I get out,
oh, it's happening.
Yeah, I got the old guy running in front of my car all the way
through. So
I think that's something we, it's going to take some time to figure that one out.
But. Well, it's the procedures, that's what it should
be. Right.
There's a couple of things on
there.
So
what it said? Why is
there budget?
Right.
Well, we've got a new budget.
But in policy, it says they need one. In policy. And in policy, it also says it must be every 5 years MSR. In their policy.
I'm going to get to that because I found where they were having trouble.
Page 43.
They have one word inserted in there. Change.
Need to pay
government code?
No. Government code is spot on.
Every 5 years.
Why? Every 5 years.
For attendance.
Just,
you're here. You're present.
I mean, Quincy,
they have
like, you're
if
just a
need.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Every 5 years, if needed.
Yeah.
That's not
that's,
correct.
That's not
in
no,
law.
No.
No, that's not
no.
what's in law.
Well, that's
a So anyway, which there's just a lot when we get to their policy.
Yeah. Okay. So the. So I think you talked about how we can potentially get a quorum of the Special District Selection Committee. We probably have to reach out and say, hey, there, there. If you want to do it that way. I think, you know, that's what's good about having it on October and January on the agendas in advance of either when there's an appointment needed or it's scheduled, you know, which would be the 26th.
Yeah, because it took a lot to get us formed in the first place, remember. Getting on LAFCO, it took a lot to get all 18 first. Not
sorry,
all 18
no, they never did. We
just like that. Lost your pen.
Cemetery districts were always
yeah.
That's how it happened.
Exactly.
Once
the
yeah.
And they probably haven't thought of it since.
Yeah, so that's really the thing about the Special District Selection Committee is that the executive officer calls the meeting. Okay, now.
Over
here, the pen goes well, back to do. He's really nervous about it. And in the procedures, basically, what I had added, single go anywhere. I just love it that I worked on typically two or three screens, and then I can see stuff when it goes back here. It's like, that doesn't work really well.
My screen's about this big at home. That
yeah.
helps too.
So what I wrote in using their language, this is in the procedures itself,
okay.
And this is specific to the Special District Selection Committee. This is their language on notification and nominations. The executive officer of the commission shall give. She has written. I it, written is fine. Email, whatever. notice to all eligible independent special districts of a meeting of the special district selection committee, specifying the date, time, and place. Okay, it's exactly what it is in the I added proposal to the extent feasible, the meeting shall be held in conjunction with the Palmer County Special District's Association Board of Meetings. You know, I mean, that just makes a statement that that's the way that
and what this will go in the policy procedure.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll make these comments when we get to the discussion of the policies today. So you don't,
okay.
And no. Again, I think we need to. If I've got another 8 hours to look at this thing, we can circulate some red line changes. You know, it's not a hell of a lot because most of it's just.
I think actually what she did, from what I could see, they said she took a bunch of old stuff out, that duplicate stuff out and everything. And then, but I couldn't see. You have the draft one, right?
Yeah.
And then see the original one. The original one is 2014. It's half a minute thick. It's crazy.
Half as thick, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, look how thick this one is.
Uh-huh.
Double-sided. And the new ones. This is 3/14/11.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new one, double-sided policy and procedure, the draft is pretty thin. You know, it's not as thick.
I would like to see.
So I couldn't.
Numbers on all these stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't tell what was deleted. All I could see was maybe it was added. I don't know if she put that parentheses day before or after a section that was added. It was kind of hard to.
Well, I can email you the red line copies if you guys can get them to open. Like I said, my computer started going doo doo doo, and I was like red all over and lines down. So I'll email you.
Yeah, and then I'll we'll make sure that you've got a copy that we.
Okay, so email old would be the old policies.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally appropriate at the meeting for you guys to have asked her to circulate a red line version, mm-hmm. You know. And
well, the thing is, I mean, she gave it to me, and I'll give it out, but I think it's so confusing because it's so, you know,
moved around,
yeah. I don't know when she had time to do all this stuff.
I mean, if she
probably borrowed it from
sends
another county
a Word version or something, then I could do a compare. Yeah. And sometimes that comes up.
I mean, it all says what she added and all the, you know, like a normal one. But I'll send you guys, if it's not good enough, then we can figure it out. So I'll send the Pete and Janice, and then you can.
All right. Anything else about the special district selection committee?
Mm-hmm.
Because that, you know, I think that's we could read a little bit about that here coming up fairly soon.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say how, but
yeah,
anyway. There was a lot of questioning about that. There was a thought, there's some real confusion with the county, that's for sure. There's confusion over the term, too, because they historically rotated every year. So they really got confused when we started talking about districts being on a four-year rotation. Well, they're on a four-year rotation. They just choose to rotate. You know? So.
Were you sworn in for the 4 years?
Huh?
Were you sworn in?
I know.
They actually sworn in. Yeah. See, I've never had. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to come early.
Oh, yeah. that was another point that I think I sent you guys last week. Not the swearing in thing, but the fact that the way that it was supposed to happen, just based on my read and reread and five times reread of the law related to the initial term when we first voted to get in 2000, is that all John had to do was get an action of his board to say, okay, now you're appointed for the four-year term. And you can extend it once if that's what the group wants to do. From the two-year term to the four-year term from that same entity. It's written right here. That's the way that happens. Then all of a sudden, now you're in a full four-year rotation. You don't have to go back out and conduct a vote so quickly and all that kind of stuff. That's the way that, but that's just kind of a side note because that's past us.
Yeah.
But I think we're gonna read about it in a report that says it's wrong.
I was just gonna say that they may come back and say everything you guys have done has to be redone or something. That's like, well, that's what I was thinking.
I think you know you sat faithfully in the position. You assumed the responsibility. You did what you needed to do. There's no, it's not like big development projects or big issues were dealt with, and
just
you know.
12-year-old CSAs got abolished. anyway, okay.
So, can I jump into some of the procedures? Again, I have not done an exhaustive review, and I couldn't tell what had been changed, and that was where we're trying to focus. But I did read some of the stuff that was specific to the Special District Selection Committee, spheres of influence, MSRs, those kind of things.
And before we go, what you're suggesting is that we table this until the next meeting.
Yeah, and circulate it and get input.
Well,
yeah.
Should we discuss it though, but not?
Oh yeah,
well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
She had the interesting thing was she had policies. I revised this agenda because she had policies and procedures and work plan. And the budget in the beginning. And I said, so we're not even going to hear from Jamestown or anybody before we do that. I says, why would we do that? So I said, I made her move the public hearing to the end. And we got rid of the review on Jamestown. But yeah, the way she had originally was public hearing, pass the procedures and policies and procedures, pass the work plan. Then do the budget. Then have this new business come in. I'm thinking, we need this to make a logical decision. Right. And I typed it out this time.
Good.
She couldn't say, because last time I had called her twice and then I typed out stuff. And if you saw what she read at the meeting, well, here's what we talked about. I says, yeah, but there was two phone calls in between there that disputes what you just said I agreed to. So she's.
Something I would really like to see done is I'd like executive officer to present each item. We give a blurb about what we're discussing.
Not, if I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Oh, the executive officer. Right. Yeah, that's what
they're supposed to do. Does all this stuff. And have her do a recommendation. What she wants the commissioner to do.
She always asks for, looking for direction.
Want a recommendation from staff. And then that way, when you read it, you're reading verbatim, not a, geez, I don't know, what am I supposed to say? Gosh, help me here, I'm kind of confused. Which is what happened last time. Because you don't know what she's looking for.
Right, and we tried to do it, and everybody has a different opinion what she wants.
It should be staff's job.
It is. But we have to ask for
backwards. It's backwards.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me what you want. No, you tell me what you need.
Yeah, no, you're right.
How it should be. You're the professional.
Yeah, right.
And we'll, you know, it doesn't mean we have to go with everything.
And I just have a theory.
You know,
she's getting paid a hell of a lot more than all you guys.
Yeah.
No offense.
That's right.
I know there's some language in the procedures about the agenda, what's on the agenda, those kind of things. So that would be, I didn't get far into it to be able to know whether that's there, but that's a.
There is
a really appropriate statement to make.
Okay.
You know, where it's possible. Professional recommendations so needed.
And then in our meeting, we're going to do new business, which is, I think, hopefully Jamestown's going to do a little presentation on where they're at. I talked to Nick.
Yeah, we completed that draft of the MSRs that was sent to us and filled that all out.
But I think she was, what we're asking you guys to do is what came up last meeting, you weren't here, but it was like, okay, you had told me that you guys were moving forward and getting things going underway, and the county was under the impression that you put a moratorium on and we're doing nothing. And so I said, no, I want Jamestown to come and present to...
We're doing a moratorium because we're at or... exceeding capacity that you normally would do in a moratorium. That's why we called it. I mean, it's, we're back close to the top end of our capability. And, you know, and we've got other cost things that we're dealing with. And we're working harder on that because that's a need, not a want. And so, you know, and there's just so much grant money out there. You know, we're applying wherever possible to try to deal with this. We're doing the I&I part of it. We switched that over. Still waiting to hear from that. What is it, REAP on that? Yeah. And you know, we're doing everything we can. I mean, we can't fabricate, we can't print money.
But the main thing.
Are you doing a presentation?
I think Nick is.
Well, Nick and John. Somebody. John's our official guy on the LAFCO board. John Robbins. With Nick.
No, he's
on LAFCO.
No, he attends on behalf of Jamestown.
Okay.
I'm sorry. He's not on. He's not on it, but he attends the meeting. That was a committee kind of assignment.
And he just got on because I haven't seen him.
Yeah. Well,
he's been there two times.
Okay.
He sits with Nick.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he sits with Nick. Yeah. So, yeah, they're prepared to respond, you know, what we're doing and everything else. You know, we have some existing lots that are in our area that burned down or something. You know, we're still doing that. Mm-hmm. We're making some minor accommodations, but we're not opening it up to where, what, they got 150 or I don't know how many services are involved in that Rita's Hill, but, you know, Quincy's asking us to, you know, well, you got to, you know, serve these people. We're going, we don't have that. We can't do that. You know, and but at the same time, when they do the Indian clinic for the tribe, the one they're doing on Fifth Avenue, didn't bother to notify us to see where we were in terms of capacity. But I'm hoping that they're going to close some of their other clinics and move them all into one. But we don't know. They don't notify us when they're doing something that's going to require service.
Right, that's what laughing. That's right at the very top of my notes right here, because it's the biggest problem that's affecting GCSD, and it's universal. And we talked about this before.
But the county knows about it, right? And they're not making them notify us.
They don't. Just like the problem you had, John, with when you were asking for information and it was, let's go to the commission and ask the commission if they want me to give this information.
Right.
That's it. It's for whatever reason, it runs in the blood right now. Don't give out the information. Don't go through an extra amount of effort, because the input you're likely going to get is going to make more work on you. And it's going to be a.
Well, but CEQA demands that they do it.
But if you ask your attorney, a CEQA lawsuit's not going to do much. You know, it's just. So, and that's the only recourse, really. I mean, we tried a million different ways of responding to those things, because we get these stakeholder notifications that a project is being planned, but that's the only thing we get. That's the only thing, not even any other communication at all, even from the developer.
Nor do we know if we respond that it becomes something that they're actually going to deal with under, when they prepare the final negative deck, you know, are they gonna answer the questions that we say or deal with the issues that we present? We don't know.
But if LAFCO is supposed to be making sure that all this new building is done properly, not having every hotel planted on Highway 120 between Groveland and Yosemite, how come LAFCO's not notified it? Because that's what LAFCO is supposed to do.
Your procedures don't say it.
Individual development applications don't go to LAFCO. They go to the lead agency.
Let me back up a little because we're definitely talking about something that we can resolve in this discussion. We can include. This is perfect. That's why I'm so excited about wanting to extend the time a little bit just to really get my arms around it, because the perfect scenario is what we're talking about. It's what LACO is all about. If I brought this to LACO and painted you a picture, and we've already got the Genesis stuff done to show you where all these things have happened, how many thousands of people are being planted out there that are requiring municipal services, law enforcement, roads, fire. They're impacting our park. They're bringing traffic into the community. It's good, but it's all of the, when you read this stuff, the LAFCO chart, it's in the sphere of influence and in the municipal services. Okay, those are the two areas where that should have been identified. The county, it should have happened when they did their general plan update and when they zoned all of those properties out there. They did a pre-zoning, and I don't know how they all got zoned to be resort properties. It was in 2010, I guess, or so. That should have been the time that before that got adopted. That LAFCO should have been a demand to say, how are those services going to be provided out there? There's not a city there. There's not a district. There's nothing out there. How are you going to provide services for it? Because what they did in all of the environmental documents is say that others are going to provide the service. And then they stood by it 100%. It was amazing.
And they'll pay. Yeah. It did say something about, and the developments will pay its fair share.
That was only after already all the other places already got their entitlements, and they just kept rolling through. And that's when I said, you're going to get sued, or we're not going to provide service. So you got to get some money. You got to get something from.
You're talking about all that development on the way to Yosemite. Mm-hmm. That's the
resort.
It doesn't have
all the resort. Yeah, at least when they did that one Zimmerman's out there, that Rush Creek, at least he had housing for him out there.
Oh, but no, some, not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough?
No, not enough. They're renting houses in Pine Mountain
Lake. And Smith Station Road.
Yeah.
Hell's Hollow.
Yeah. They took all the long-term rentals and made it theirs.
But Berkeley Camp did housing. They did new housing.
On-site. The
Berkeley Camp on-site. Yeah.
So along the same thought pattern, Don, I meant to try to get a hold of you by phone yesterday, but I just couldn't get through the stuff and I didn't get my act together to do it. But I'm going to read one bullet and then have a conversation about this. This is LACO's sphere of influence policies. And I'm sure it's still exists. I don't think it took it out. To encourage economical use and extension of facilities by assisting government agencies in planning logical and economical extension of government facilities and services, thereby avoiding duplication of services. Okay, great statement. However, there's absolutely nothing in the planning process or in the county's ordinance codes that requires them, even when a project is in your sphere of influence, that requires a new development to connect, or requires a new development to at least ask to connect.
There's no policy. There's a policy identifying when they have to have public services, water and sewer, but they talk about municipal water and sewer in that, but they're letting private put their own things in, which is in effect creating an independent district floating out in the middle of nowhere.
Right, and it's in the middle of all of these procedures too, that is the last resort, is to create a new entity. The last resort, first off, is to try to find out who's going to provide the services and allow that entity to plan for it. So in your case, the county would have been working with you you know, in through your MSR and everything else to make sure, hey, here's the zoning, here's the growth. Hey, maybe we need to talk about a mini master plan or something to make sure that you guys know what you need to know to plan for growth. You know, and Don, I know, you know, I mean, there's dozens of mutuals and small mom and pops and everything else that TUD winds up getting thrown on them when they fail, if they fail, and most of them do at some point.
They do.
I think you need to make sure that these procedures carefully reflect the intent of LAFCO for it not to be that way. An extension of facilities, you know, that's at the expense of the developer. The county is in a very heavy pro-development mode right now, which is fine. However,
since we haven't had any for
right. However, the way to make that happen is to get the infrastructure extensions out to the right place at the right time so that people can connect, which takes coordination on the part of the county.
Yeah. But isn't that growth inducive and it's against
I think you missed a sentence at least in there that cost of that extension of that infrastructure is on the developer.
Correct.
Right.
Get finished with that.
I said that then went right into the fact that the county's in the pro-development mode. So they're pushing back on that and the developers are pushing back on it. And I get it, but you know, the only way you make it efficient is economies of scale.
Yep.
You know, for example, the development that is now Firefall Ranch, it was Yosemite Cattle Company, was a nice little resort at 45 units or something when it was first proposed. And then it came back in with a lodge and a brewery and some other things. And then it came in for permits as just like one quarter of what it really is. And then, so the first time we actually saw it and got to comment on it was, it was a much smaller project. And this was 2 years ago. What he called me, the developer, Boyle, called and said, hey, we need a letter from you guys saying you can't provide a service. I said, we can provide service. We got to expand our service area. And we have to do a 2 mile water main extension. Let's get this done because you got plenty of properties in between that have failed wells.
That would help.
And then all of a sudden, another resort project comes in right on that same route. Mm-hmm. But because there was no response from, you know, Boyle had just a small project. It was going to be huge. Yes.
And the county planning department, that same letter you sent to Firefall or contacted, did you make that reach out to the county development department? Mm-hmm. And they made no response?
Absolutely not.
I think that's enough.
But what they did is it is because it was just a single project and it was smaller than we said, you know, a 2 mile water main is too much. We said we will allow you to get your own state permit. The state reached out to us and we allowed them to get their own permit.
Okay. They have a full
I would have never done that.
It's a full water system.
Everything else had been presented to us. That's what LAFCO is supposed to do. LAFCO is supposed to consider these regional service need strategies and things so that we can plan because we're responsible. As soon as they're in the sphere of influence, we're responsible to do the planning, you know, to make sure that we size water mains appropriately, to make sure that we, you know, pick routes so that areas that can develop could develop and could annex easily.
The only one I can think of that follows this route and they did it right was Apple Valley. When Apple Valley came in, Apple Valley Ranches, estates, all of it, mm-hmm. I think the estates came first. The whole plan was that TUD was concerned, but they started out doing something weird on the sewer.
Yeah, did their own septic tanks.
Yeah, they did septic tanks and
well, still
distributed.
Way.
But even then, TUD, John Pedry Jr. was working for TUD back then. He reviewed the whole septic system and made sure it was to whatever spec TUD wanted for that septic
basically system. It's a tank, and then it's
individual tanks for the
individual houses
and have it pumped out, right? Have an
now it's gravity sewer, I think. Isn't it gravity?
to where? To down to the pump station, then it's
pumped
up to GE.
Yeah.
But it is interesting because it's pre-treated, you know, pumps it down.
Yeah, but I mean, that went through the correct process and the notification.
Is that public water out there? GED water? Also.
It's a well system, Dave.
What's that?
It's a well system.
Well, three wells that you guys maintain. So the developer paid for all of it and then handed it over to you. And they could phase it out.
Is that crazy?
And that's how
that's cool.
Oh,
that's great.
It's kind of like normal.
That's how it needs to be done. And Tuolumne, when they did the West Side project and the tribe came in, that was all in the plan. And they came in and they put in all their sewer systems and then, you know, and their water systems. And TUV took over the water and we took over the sewer, you know. So,
The difference is that's in Don's boundaries and in John's boundaries and he can comment on it because they're providing service to it.
But not
this, like we've got a 13.
So the first step should have been LAFCO. Should have been LAFCO to begin with.
Yeah. Yes. LAFCO, when it did the sphere of influence study for, does the sphere of influence study, a piece of that has to be what pressures are outside in the sphere. Does the sphere need to be expanded? What things are occurring in the development patterns that are affecting services?
How far out your sphere?
We're all square miles, but we're just, down to Big Creek area. So just a couple miles outside.
The scary part, you mentioned as part of that roads. And what's interesting about that is that when you're doing a subdivision and you do the white paper on the subdivision, you have to report how each of one of those things is going to be handled long-term for that subdivision.
Right.
And it's in the white report, or the white papers, they call them. But when they did the thing for the created a separate homeowners association, they voted out, and road maintenance is gone.
Yeah,
just like that. All it takes is a vote of that homeowners association. They voted out.
So the
and the whole thing's gone.
If PML voted out the county road?
No. Pine Mountain Lake was handled differently. Okay. It was going to be an HOA from the very beginning.
Okay. Got it.
Because they wanted to privatize the roads.
Right.
And the closure of the roads, if you don't have a public road, which you'd have to leave ungated, that's why they did it.
Okay.
So that they went a different route. But it was fully funded, and it's to this day it's fully funded for road maintenance. I wish I had the amount of funding they had per mile in that and Mount Lake for the county road system. But
we need to get
all of this runs under. I just want to make sure that planning regionally and thinking outside of your service areas. And things like that is where your board is, where you are. I know it, it's caused a lot of the problems that you have and we have, not having the conversations.
Their sphere of influence is the whole county, right?
Yeah. South of the river.
Service.
It's different than sphere of influence. Our service area is large.
Yeah.
So
wouldn't that also be your sphere of influence?
Well, I guess it's one and the same, but it's a little tighter, I think. Sphere of influence is we may be out there.
Yeah,
our
like projected.
Service area is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It encompasses Jamestown.
And around all of the other.
It surrounds Jamestown. Yeah. Surrounds Twain Rock. Surrounds everybody.
My question is, for example, I don't know if your sphere of influence goes that far. I don't remember. For example, outside of the district boundaries on the Highway 120 corridor up to Yosemite?
No.
It doesn't come out. It doesn't go to the other side of the river.
So it just goes.
So it's not in anybody's sphere of influence or in anybody's planning boundary yet, the general plan.
I guess by default, it's really just the county.
So we just need, I just need to think about this.
But they don't provide service. I get that.
And I think it's going to take some, it's going to take some legal review too, by our district council to make sure that, I want to plug the holes in the processes. And not that LAFCO is a land use decision maker, but LAFCO is a service decision maker. And by, you know, by the county has been chipping away at the quality of our services and ability to get fire insurance and all kinds of things. We're doing it unknowingly on this stuff, but for news. Okay, so I agree with some of the statements that are in there about planning, cooperative planning efforts, all of that. That's what the our commissioners need to know, is that that is in those policies and procedures when you want that, because that's going to drive the specific procedures that we use later on.
If the executive officer, Quincy, they almost need to know what all is going on in the county in terms of development countywide, mm-hmm. in order to even know to call for it to be on their own agenda. And, you know, that's not something that Quincy's walking into the meeting and sharing with everybody. You know, you have to have a general statement that this is how we want to be notified. These are the situations that we are required by our own policies and procedures to be notified.
Well, we know that the county thinks LAFCO is peanuts. You know?
Yeah,
they you can tell by the commissioners that we have on there. And Quincy also, she doesn't think it's a big deal.
That was really interesting last meeting. She said, well, we used to only have 15-minute meetings.
It's yeah.
And only four of them a year.
And four a year, yeah.
But they still had a budget of $60 million.
Yeah.
Okay, so getting into some of this.
So are you on, you're going through the policy and procedures?
Yes, sir.
You see item, are you on like page whatever, section 2, Tuolumne County, LAFCO Powers? Is that what you mean?
I'm specifically in the, I focus on the sphere of influence policies.
Oh, okay. But if you look at that Tuolumne County LAFCO powers, it talks about it, but it says, according to the section, these, it's on like page 3.
Okay.
These reviews can occur in conjunction with the sphere of influence study and should be conducted at least once every 5 years or as necessary and determined by the commission. So, when it says should, that doesn't mean will be.
It should be must.
But
shall.
Shall.
But I mean, that's right in her. So, okay, so you're on appendix what now? So I can get something.
Yeah, and are you on the like current agenda right now, or where are you at?
I am. I was only able to make it through what I thought were important points for us to discuss.
Well, if you have an iPad,
you're dealing with the LAFCO policies and procedures.
Appendix B, sphere of influence policy. Okay. And all I did was just, I copied some of the statements there that I felt you needed to address. And then address them individually. So for example, the commission shall develop and determine the sphere of influence for each city and each special district as defined by section 56036, and I repeat that again as well, within the county and enact policies designed to promote the logical and orderly development of areas within the sphere, okay? So, if some, there's missing from this document is any, or in the procedures, it's anywhere that says we need to look at the county zoning and general plan and determine where, you know, where road patterns are and where they're going to be. And we got to make sure that if the county is not providing services or, you know, and for example, with water, you know, is it logical for it to be in the planning area for a district? You know, in the sphere of influence, so that they can, if we're thinking about how many fire trucks do we need, how big of a water plant do we need, is
ambulance,
is it, we're putting in an 8-inch water main, does it, should it be 12 because of the fact that it's, you know, the development's going to happen out here and we just put in 2 miles of water, you know, so there's a lot of places here where there's just a complete disconnect when we're looking at the development that's outside of any current district. That's going to either force the creation of a special district or for someone to take it on without the ability to plan, or just.
And who's paying for it?
Yeah. Well, and you do have the option, Pete, that instead of having a big long peninsula all the way out to that specific development, you can create islands. I know sometimes they do that where they create a service area that's kind of, I guess Mountain Springs would have worked that way if they'd done that. It was in your sphere. Is it in your
Mountain Springs is not in our.
But they were going to turn it all over, build it, and then turn it all over.
Mountain Springs? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was on
the other side. I'm dating you there. Sorry.
I was on your side. Mountain Springs.
Yeah.
No, they are definitely squarely in our service area.
Yeah. Okay. They are in your
service area. It was supposed to be like an old time development where they went in, did all the development, got all their resources going, and maybe bought water from you or whatever, and then turned it over to you.
Yeah. And, you know, that's. But here, they're so far removed that the only way to do it is trying to create an island out there.
But the money that they paid to do all those wells and all the septic systems and all their maintenance that they're going to have to take care of for all these years at Firefall, it would have been to run two lines out, the water and sewer, and been
bad. Hey, John, what you don't get, I think you might get it.
Yeah.
They know that. You're not dealing with dummies.
They didn't want to wait.
They got their project.
Yeah,
they'll deal with that later.
Yeah.
In fact, we'll let the county deal with it. And the county say, hey, TUD, well, their septic system is failing. So can you take their solids now? They don't even ask. Now they just do it. It's not until later. I go, why are we taking Rush Creek's solids? Definitely. That is supposed to be a standalone system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rush Creek right now.
So I've told them no. I said, No. You guys are standalone. Standalone.
Yeah.
And the payback is now you have the MSR maybe consolidating.
Yes. Well, and we have that other project, the development right down the street from Firefall.
Yeah.
Who just requested? They already paid. They paid for an engineering. Yeah.
Request
and application.
How do they get around the PUC? The PUC talks about requirements for public services.
Yeah, but we're not subject to PUC regs.
No, I'm not talking about. Anyway. Planning department is.
Yeah. It's just that we're going back to the same thing. But,
into H8 appendix E.
I think that's all she printed last
that
time.
That might be all this. Yeah. Was that from last time?
Who's she?
Yeah.
It's not me.
Yeah.
I think I printed mine
down to a name.
Right.
Yeah, so there's no. The last statement that I read of that that's still in the policies is, you know, within the county, you know, that is defined, blah, 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 will enact policies designed to promote the logical and orderly development of areas within the sphere. Those policies, I don't think LAFCO's ever adopted those. They've got procedures on how they function, like what these are, but specifically designed to promote the logical and orderly development of areas within the sphere. Those policies don't exist.
Could we get it from our state guy and get it from another jurisdiction?
From another LAFCO? Because those policies are important because those will solve the issues that we have. We'll look at those policies. So, and I'm sure they're thinking that these policies are those policies, but they don't do the same thing.
I think that's all it is. It goes to E.
So, one thing that faculty should know is that county service areas are specifically defined in California law as special districts for the purpose of sphere studies. Specific.
Oh, they treat it just like a sphere.
Just like, the only thing that's excluded is like school districts, improvement districts,
tribes.
Those kind of things are not special districts. Those are, you know, different vehicles, but county service areas are. So they should have been having MSRs. Those can be really easy, you know, if it hasn't changed, if the demands haven't changed, but it would have solved the issue earlier on the ones that you had to vote to dissolve.
Yeah.
Services. So that's just something that needs to be made clear. So one another thing that I think needs to be considered in this is the adopted service standards of a local jurisdiction must be considered in the MSR and areas identified where growth is likely to occur in county service areas where county services are limited or unavailable. That's what we talked about at length here. So there's just some, I need to figure out where they go in this policy, so that when we do an MSR for TUD, that they would have to carefully look at and plan for services that might be in an area that are going to be fully remote. Like I remember talking about that Highway 120 junction, you know, and all the resort projects that we're going to
do. Yosemite Grand National.
Yeah, and all that.
It's coming to life again.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, a developer called today or yesterday. No, today's Monday. Yeah, today.
Well, where's that one?
Yeah. That's right, just like the main junction?
The west side of 120.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's outside of the
golf course and subdivision and hotels, all of it. Wow. Still in there.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, I mean,
no water down there.
Where's the county fire station there?
Nowhere.
It's in Jamestown. So Jamestown, the taxpayers in Jamestown are going to be sending their engines there. And they'll say, well, I mean, so those are the kind of things that we need to, I realize we're talking about fire, but fire is one of those things that they either contract for the services or they don't get it.
Yeah.
Or they get it under mutual aid if there's a reciprocal arrangement.
Simply, yeah. You've got to have somebody do it.
Yeah, you got to have somebody out there do it.
Yeah.
They still have in the, this is later in the special, or it's in the special district representation, they still have 2-year terms, which is incorrect. It's 4-year terms. Need to address the city and county terms. I think that, you know, that was just a statement that we had here. I think they just need to codify that it's a 4-year term. And our goal is to, as a LAFCO, is to keep someone on there for as long as they're, as long as they can, you know, within that 4-year term.
Yeah, all other government entities have 4-year terms.
So I've got a couple of specific changes on the sphere policy. And that is changing that if necessary, where it says government code 5.
Tell me where you're at.
I'd like to catch up. John, I didn't make my comments in the document.
I mean, just roughly what's it say?
It's under sphere of influence.
Yeah, I'm under sphere of influence.
Yeah.
What's it say, the first thing? Government codes, exclusionary territories, responsibility, yes, sir.
You want our submittal?
No.
Theirs.
Theirs, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing. Sphere of influence. Let me just see. I'll do it that way. I should have put my comments in here, but I didn't get the packet until late.
Yeah, I have an old copy, so I hope I have it. But she's changed something.
This is the one.
It's like, it says proposed April
23rd.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What's your last page on that one, just for fun?
I found some more pages. The last page says 3.
Mine says page 9, appendix E, or is there more beyond that?
Well, I don't think I've bent it on, but yes. Yes.
I didn't think I'd have to recopy it. I didn't think she'd be changing stuff. Like, I have appendix E and then attachment 1.
Appendix E.
The last page on this attachment A, but
yeah. Okay, that's just right.
That has nothing to do with the actual
but policy. It's budget
detail. Right. I've got
okay,
that.
But that's not, that's there.
So come up about 4 pages.
My last thing is appendix E, page 9.
Yep.
Appendix E, page 9. That.
So that's the original one I got. So it looks like that.
Yep.
All right, so I think I have a whole. So Pete, you're on the.
Peter, are you on the special district or the sphere of?
So you did a generic list of issues you had with it.
Yeah, because
not on the
No, because I don't want to wordsmith it
right.
from the dais, because we're not going to get through it. You know,
yeah.
There's no way. I haven't had enough time to look at it.
So just for how to run this meeting here, so we're going to have Jamestown first. Then I guess we're going to have that status report on Helix Environmental Planning. And I don't know who's going to present that if Quincy isn't here.
Which is something that the attorney should have been able to pull up immediately at the last meeting. But they didn't know what our contract said and we wanted to get out of it. That was ridiculous.
How do I know what page?
There is no page. There's
okay,
no page.
So how do I tell you?
Just pick a topic.
Okay, at the very top of the page, it says exclusion of territory.
Yep, got it right here.
Okay. Yep. So if you go down.
Periodic review and update.
Yeah.
That's fair. Well,
no, it's not going to go down. This is what I needed it to do. So you go down to where periodic review.
Yep, okay, update. That's right where I thought you were.
Perfect. Okay. The policies there say if necessary. That's an incorrect statement. So that first sentence, that absolutely, it's not if necessary. It's every 5 years or as necessary. In other words, if it needs to happen again, because stuff's breaking loose, something's happening.
Yeah.
Well, come on. Yeah. Well, can I do it? I don't have much more on this stuff. So,
okay, so show me where that statement is. Oh. Your periodic review of your
first sentence.
If you understood correctly,
of its duties, responsibility left is to require a periodic review and or updates of its government code. If necessary, so that's the big thing here. Exclusion of territories. So it's if necessary, it's not right.
So I changed it to, you know, to like it is in the law, you know, requires the commission to review and update, comma, as necessary, you know, and with an understanding that it's necessary, it's required, so they have to.
And that's what their original, I looked up the 2008, it used to say that. Yeah. They changed it. He changed it in the draft.
So then also the second part of that statement, I also added in the county service areas, you know, spheres of influence of cities and special district, which includes county service areas at least once every 5 years. They usually do, most counties, most LAFCOs do all of the CFAs one year, you know, just because they haven't changed a lot. There's not anybody else providing the service. They're doing okay. But if they're not providing the service that they were mandated to provide in the beginning as a condition of development of that land, then there's an issue. Then something has to change.
Yeah. So it sounds like the planning department is using HOAs, for lack of a better term, to create, in effect, new districts, de facto, and saying, hey, this is how they're going to maintain it through some homeowners association. Is that how they're creating these water districts and sewer utility islands out there?
They're owned and operated by the
developer. But he has to file, if he's dividing land and he's doing a subdivision map, he has to file how long-term maintenance is going to be handled. And it's not just the developer. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to deal with it because developers go broke. Let's face it.
Well, county service areas are the way to do it, because then there is there's LAFCO oversight too, you know. Homeowners associations don't have anything left. But
they're not really homeowners. These are resorts. They're not.
No, we're talking, we're kind of, there are developments that are doing the same thing.
Okay.
Residential subdivision.
But the ones you were concerned with, what are you supposed to say?
That was the one by the airport, wasn't it? That was the problem with the one by the airport.
Yes, that's one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what's happening is they're getting one, and then they're getting some funding commitments for the lots, and then they'll bring in the next one, then they'll bring in the next one. All these
little, and they're still maintaining that it's the original whatever that land is. Long Gulch Ranch. They're still maintaining that plan, but they're doing it through a series of little parcel maps.
You got Ron Koff over here. You got Brian Fitzgerald over here. There,
yeah,
and property, you know.
But they call it pieces. Long Gulch. Yeah. They actually call it Long Gulch. They advertise it.
It's okay to discuss it. That's the discussion. No,
and then
yeah, then that's a long short.
You got one coming like that too, where they're going to use that
on the language.
None of your commissioners, because it wasn't.
Red Hawk or Red Tail Ridge.
Red Tail Ridge. Yeah.
They wanted to do that.
So then, series of lot line adjustments. That budget should be.
Which would have given nobody any chance to comment on any of it.
But see, she wants that. She would like to have that. So we can adopt it next. Which
Public Works said, wait a minute.
Well, she's not
going
to be surprised.
What does that have to do with the
Yeah.
Oh, well, in the work
development
plan,
or whatever they
call it. Paul did pursue a work plan on the same.
Illegal. They could,
yeah.
And approved.
Yeah, and she does have the work plan because that's and how
a lot of
the work plan is related just to the draft budget that because that's how you're going to pay the work plan.
Right, but the policies separate.
The policies and procedure is separate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the agenda for the, or looking at the budget materials. Just exactly like we were all thinking, you know, you take the consolidation out of those MSRs and they get cut in half of the price, which is great. That's what we wanted to see. So that's good. So that reduced our budget from whatever it was down to.
What was weird about that is she couldn't answer that till just now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We could
talk about
it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know exactly what happened. She asked for a consolidation MSR. And that's the proposal that she got. That's why it was 50 grand, period. And we don't need the paper. So it's perfect what's going on now. I think, let me finish the thoughts on the I'm done. Yeah, for a little bit. So I just want to make sure that county service areas get included in there. Then down below, it's interesting on that same, I think it's on that same page. This is just the next sentence. The periodic sphere of influence does not preclude public agency or an individual from initiating the sphere. The purpose of the periodic sphere review plan is to keep abreast of changes occurring within the public agencies under the jurisdiction of LAFCO. That's like secondary. It's part of it, but it's the service need. So what I did is, and sorry, I had to go to two different documents.
Which public agency are they talking about? They're talking about
any different
utility.
Basically, they're just saying if TUD implodes on itself, and or let's take for example how upset they got over Jamestown.
Yeah,
you know, that's something important that's happening in Jamestown, and so. That it would, if you're in the middle of a cycle for an MSR, that might be something. Okay, we're going to do another MSR for Jamestown because they're imploding on themselves.
That's floating.
They're not doing their job. They're not, not. So that's, I don't mean to get, I'm just trying to drive the point home. That's what this policy is saying is that's the time that you might do an additional MSR.
So what item was that update?
It's just the second half of that same update.
Oh, periodic sphere of influence does not.
Yeah. So I think it just needs to be revised to add as well as to identify areas of the county where special districts, where no special district exists to provide services and where government services will likely be needed on land development. For example, the big resort down on 120. You don't have a county courtyard down there. You don't have. You know, you don't have any utilities down there. You don't have anything. So LAFCO needs to be involved in that discussion, because there's no services out there. So that's one reason you do another MSR. Let's just say that came into county planning as a proposal. Somebody's got to decide how they're getting services out there, because otherwise they're just going to go through the CEQA process and say the services.
How far along did that process get when they originally proposed that thing? I mean, that was a lot of years ago, but
preliminary design and water capacity analysis and some other things.
Which one are we talking about now? Rush Street still?
No, the 120.
Oh, it's 15.
Grand, yes. The really long
Yosemite, name. Yosemite Grand National, that's never been a 15. You were a TUD then.
Yeah.
It was a long time.
Yeah. It never got really that far.
No.
I mean,
economy crashed in 08.
Yeah. No, I know when the guy originally proposed it, they were drilling wells and it came out looking like a vanilla shake. White.
Any time you're near that lava cap, that flow, a lot of water in them.
Oh yeah, there was quantity was so, there, just not the quality.
Yeah, going yeah. There. I'm never going to get through these. But I just want to make sure in concept that we have some agreement before I go down the road of starting to do some proposed changes that are in conflict with the way that anybody's.
I
think we're in agreement.
Right.
I think, yeah, you know, I don't have that LAFCO policies and procedures in front of me, but it's like they've lost track of their core mission, and they're not even relating it to what they do over there in that building. They're not relating it. It's like LAFCO is an island, and they're not even bringing it into consideration for what they're doing when the land development projects come through.
Yeah, so the commissioners, when they read these policies and procedures, need to know that when something is going on within the county, whether it's zoning, rezoning, a big project or something, you guys need to know, if there's no services, you're gonna see in an MSR study, an updated MSR or something, you know, MSR sphere study. You know,
that's just the executive officer. And
I wanted to see a map of the county and blue for GTSD, pink for the Plain Heart, that every special district and what their boundaries are or square boundaries are, and see what the county is responsible.
They've got that in that most recent study, but it's just it's another study that I visit.
The GSI people have already made that map.
Yeah.
It might be a bit dated. I don't know if they ever updated it. Don, do you know it showed all the districts one map of Tuolumne County?
It's got to exist. I just
get that. You can get the boundary.
You can ask for it.
CSBA's website.
Quincy.
They've got a. If you're looking for just the boundary maps, those you can even get it from the CSCA website.
Oh, okay.
But if you're talking about response boundaries and things like that, that's different. But,
well, I'd like to know what areas of the county are controlled by the county as far as services go, and why all the county areas are relying on somebody else to do it. Because the county doesn't have water to do it.
We need to be strategic about this, because LAFCO is the proper entity to make sure that this doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Many of us are the prime example of failed LAFCO system. You know, Plain Heart's kind of an anomaly a little bit, except for your fire department, you know, they're seeing the same kind of pressure, but.
The whole idea is that the tax base cover the cost of these services.
So we don't get any compensation for running our fire engine up to Yosemite, ever. We had an engine blow up because they ran our fire truck up there. We didn't get anything.
I'd like to suggest that we have specific municipal service review. Most LAFCOs have that as an appendix to their policy that gives specific guidance on what you can expect. And there's, I always like to go back to the the LAFCO and San Luis Obispo County, it's just been kind of in the middle of the road, but very evolved. They're not great conservatives, they're not very pro-development, they're not very liberal, they're not, you know, just kind of straight down the, they do a lot of good things for service planning. So they ask a series of questions, like when you got your questionnaire, I don't know if staff shared it.
Yeah, no, we went through the questionnaire. At our last meeting, I was going to tell you that we went through the entire MSR from beginning to end, answering questions and responding to issues that staff couldn't answer on their own.
So
completed it.
Yeah. So these procedures, when we, you know, if we include those, I would likely take them from some better evolved LAFCO. So that, again, when the commissioner sits down, they know what questions are, you know, what questions are going to get answered in this talk. And that alone would solve many of the issues that we have seen. Just because the commissioners are going to say that MSR doesn't tell me how services are being provided, that doesn't tell me anything about, you know, what's actually going on. And so I think... that would be, we don't want them to get so onerous that it, you know, doubles the cost or that they're just so complex to try to put together. But anyway, I think, you know, so a set of procedures would be really good with that. And and then my only other comment, again, I didn't make it through the document because I couldn't tell where the changes were made.
Yeah,
there was. And I had read, I'd skimmed it before. Most of it's just kind of boilerplate, but we could definitely do a good job of tightening it up and making sure that it addresses the weaknesses, making sure that it's really clear when you sit down with it, what you can expect with a sphere study and MSR, making it clear that it's going to happen every 5 years. So it needs to happen more frequently.
So now I'm assuming that we're going to discuss this during our meeting and then we're going to say, okay, so we need to get that, move this forward, and that you'll present something in writing to.
Just say we're going to we want to have it circulated and have comments. A little bit of time, so that we can make comments,
okay,
and make some additions.
Because I know what she's going to say. Well, if she was here, but she's not here, so life is going to be great. She would be.
I was just going to say that. Did you get the email that she's not here today?
Yeah,
okay,
here, yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be. If she was here, she'd be saying, "Well, it's been out for months," you know. So. You know,
but not the red line changes that I've seen. Huh. I've never seen red line.
I wonder if I got a copy ahead of time.
Maybe you guys got.
Yeah, because I think I got mine back. One I've been working off of was.
But the public.
A couple meetings before.
I think that I didn't mean so I think it. I could have got a red line one.
Well, there's another red line. The red line one is just super confusing. But okay. What I did was I printed out the original policies and procedures. Then I printed out the copy that they gave me, the draft copy. And then I started going through them, and it's like, oh, okay. I'm thinking, am I brain dead or what? But so, yeah, they don't relate at all. So that's when I said, how did you do this? And she said, oh, we completely rearranged the whole thing. Nothing relates. So I said, could you send me a copy? And so she did with the redacted stuff. But it's, again, that's the one I'll send her. So, okay.
So basically, yeah, she.
But nobody else. So. People need time to look at.
Yeah, so you could cross-reference, but I don't have time to do it myself. I it's super complicated, but if somebody can, that'd be great. So, so Pete, in our little our meeting here, so we've gone through the special district representative selection process, right? Mm-hmm. We've done your policies and procedures. So you still have on your agenda a work plan and independent LAFCO.
Right.
So, anybody?
I just want to make sure, because I mean, I sometimes misunderstand people's comments when you know, when we're either making comments here or the fact that the you make a bunch of comments that you think make sense, and then LAFCO has a conversation about something completely different and then never makes a decision.
Oh, to me, it's just, you know, to me, if she's doing it to, I mean, like, she just ignores what you say. I mean, like, you know, she ignored to bring back, and she, but she, the one thing that bothered me the most is, like, she'll look at me like, are you stupid? I mean, of course it cost $49,000. It's like, well, why do they cost different? How many times do we ask, like, from the beginning?
Now I think now we go on the, from a budget perspective.
Well, you hit it right on the head the first day. You said, oh, it's got to be because of consolidation. And she denied that. She said, no, that was not the way it is. It's just they always.
She's running too fast. She's got, there's too many things going on at the same time. She's only, it's the Peter principle.
Yeah.
She's only got,
and this is not a
help by the typos and everything else. I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying.
It's only going to get worse with time because of the tightness of the budget for general fund dollars.
Yeah.
So I have a question about the email I sent you guys about the attorney being at every board meeting, the cost of that.
I don't think it's very expensive, is it?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
a couple hundred dollars every meeting.
But you know, she does answer.
300 dollars, 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's a couple hundred dollars an hour.
Oh, yeah. But she does answer. I think it's 101. Yeah.
She doesn't answer questions that she should know. That Quincy should know. She should know the answers to. And actually, everybody on the commission should know the answers to. The ad hoc committee issue. That was bullshit.
You mean the Brown Act versus the ad hoc?
Yeah.
But I mean, Campbell's there, like, I would never.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
You're one vote.
He voted against it at the last meeting, and he was still wrong. I watched that video twice. It did not end the way he says it did.
Oh, no, and he watched it with me at that last meeting.
Yeah.
But he kind of, there's so much going on, and you got seven type A personalities up there. And it's a shit show.
Right. So, but the attorney could not answer.
That's exactly how John and Nick described it.
Yeah.
she couldn't answer the question of what the contract said with the Helix or whatever. She couldn't answer that, and that should have been able to be pulled up on one of their computers. They had two of them up there. She couldn't answer the question on the Brown Act regarding the ad hoc.
That was a simple one. Yeah,
it was. The 5-year MSRP.
They pretty much both told me that I was out of my mind.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sitting up there thinking, kind of read this 10 times.
But right. I brought it up. Pete's brought it up. The fire chief from Sonoran has brought it up almost every meeting.
You know what? Regardless, if it truly is 5 years or whenever.
Or less.
Yeah.
The fact is, we need them done every 5 years or sooner for a while until we get our shit together.
Right.
Absolutely. And these are like more than 10 years out.
Right.
Yeah, so 13 in our.
Both of our cases. Yeah. So,
what's that?
Why do we have our own meetings?
The lawyer.
Well,
I know one thing is that Quincy won't do anything unless she reviews it. Like this whole RFP she went through, and she actually did a good job.
But she reviews it after the fact.
Right.
So Quincy asked her in the 29 days that we're not meeting, and then come back with an answer.
I don't think they spend 5 minutes when we're not meeting.
You know, a lot of that stuff, Quincy should know the answer.
Well, you can bring it up as a budget line item.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's where you should do it.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a little bit of a problem because I think Quincy relies on her to
been approached at all.
That's where you'll get your answer.
Yeah. I think you've
been approached.
Right.
You'll get an answer.
Yeah.
Chicken.
She used to have
I mean, when you say approached,
that's why 8 meetings cost.
They've been inclusive.
There you go.
In the budget.
Yeah,
always inquisitive.
Eight meetings.
Do they become a de facto?
So she's only a
public services agency.
$4,000 in the budget.
Well, If you were talking about the tribe, I'd say something different, but that's a another government.
Well, it's a nation. I have a question. It says they can all of these other.
Yes, they have what they wanted.
It shows
hours,
eight, rate, $125 an hour.
Drinking water and
for a total of $1,000. So when you take $125 and multiply it by eight, that doesn't come out to $1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't understand. I don't know what.
They do. They're on a nation. We dealt with federal guy.
Okay,
but that's just your meeting hours.
So $1,000.
I'm just curious as to whether they,
at
some point, they look, they sound, they function.
Well, then that other stuff.
Yeah,
she does other stuff outside.
Yeah, they are.
That's just for attending the meeting.
Okay.
Now, Firefall Lodge. They don't, become a public utility.
No,
they're a private utility that ought to be held as higher standards. Period.
Yeah. That's one
of state oversight
because their wells will fail.
Their wells will fail.
Their sewer system will fail.
Yeah.
They'll have new owners, and then oh gosh, we need some help. And then the county's on. Oh, can't you just reach out to your help your neighbor?
The cash cow. It's for them. They're not providing services to it. They're
to make sure
and all the revenue.
Evergreens already failed multiple times. And the same gal that did that one did Rush Creek Lodge. Well,
and they also just completed Firefall, and then literally less than half of a mile away is the new place that just applied for a mainline water extension.
Yeah, this is what I keep proposing
for tiny houses, yoga lofts. Yeah.
Oyer, then we immediately got the notice for the doubling of the Firefall.
Oh yeah, because they just barely did their like soft opening, and now they're doing an extension of the resort and adding an additional 56 units. Yeah.
Private consulting, that is some of the most god awful place to be putting in a septic system. There is the blue clay, there's water table that floats up.
We're getting to this.
Okay.
If Lafco didn't have enough money to send,
that's some really good points.
Special districts,
because it's only like $500 or something plus a room. Because we're not getting paid.
We could do it.
And I could do that on my own too. I was actually going to think about having, you know, I've got $920,000 sitting in an unassigned fund that I could, if it paid for it, I'd pay for the room. Last year, I didn't charge any mileage or nothing. But I thought last year was good because you could meet people. That's where I met different people that had all executive officers, sort of like a guy up north, and that want, you know, he says, well, give us a call. We'll do the independent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I liked him enough to call him.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's something that if you guys would do it, I would probably get Sanitary District to do it, and maybe that's the way to go instead of having Lafco pay for it.
Yeah.
Because
or Lafco can pay for half of everybody's in the independence to pay for the rest.
Yeah.
The other half. Would you guys be able to do that? We don't have to.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Hey, real quick, so has anybody, I don't have the capability, but as far as our, you know, independent LAFCO, has anybody, I talked to Dave Andrews and he said to put it out to Cal LAFCO. Has anybody been able to shove it out onto their website and to to CSDA?
Can we just put that in our notes to do that tomorrow?
Can you guys do that? Because I tried to, because Dave Andrews said to do it to.
Do they have to? Do the consultants have to be a member of anything, or is it just publicly available? Can't the RFP just be emailed?
I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. You got to go through their.
Because he said there's a
something.
Okay, so this was based off of the conversation we had with John last week, right? About getting the RFP out to CSDA listserv. Okay.
So CSDA, but also to Cal State or to
Cal LAFCO.
Cal LAFCO.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you can just contact me directly.
Rachel.
Yes.
If we could do that, that would be. I just, I. that Dave Andrews, he's still on our payroll, so if we need to ask him, so he's
he's in.
Our website, he still sits in our meeting.
It shows that he's in.
Like I say, we're lucky we have the gold egg in
so our code doesn't have.
But it is, well, I think.
I mean, it'd be good for the commissioners to be.
It does go on the public forum.
Right.
I mean, you can punch it up.
What did it? What was the other website? California what?
I don't think
the CSD.
You mean the services? The main one.
But that's why they're
CS, yeah, CSDA, and then
CSDA and LAP, Cal LAP.
Cal. Thank you.
Out of March.
He's a special. So we're only doing the one that has to have a ballot.
Two cities in Oregon.
One time. We're not doing every time we have a change, we didn't want to have an election.
No, I agree.
And the county couldn't tell us which seat was an A or B seat, so we had no idea how to match it up. So we just had to say we're gonna go with a 4-year term that where the at large that gets elected and the alternate that gets elected are at the same time.
Yeah, and next LAFCO meeting, I'm going out of town, and Adam is going to sit in for me, but somebody needs to run a meeting, which would be Artagon. He's vice chair. So that one, but I let everybody know, so hopefully. And that's when we're supposed to be reviewing the RFPs. If we don't get any, I think we need to, like Dave said, just extend it.
If we can. Is everyone on board with an independent LAFCO?
Good God, yes.
Okay. dissenting, and Don, yours are, does your board know, are they aware enough to have an opinion on independent LAFCO versus dependent? Have you heard any?
Well,
or independent versus county staff?
The guy should have reported back to him, right?
He did report back, but it was more centered around the MSR consolidation discussion. But both Glenn and Director Ringen are aware enough to make them. Yeah. They need to stay engaged through me. I'm surprised. I was kind of thinking Glenn Jacobs would still show up to these meetings, even though he's not. Okay, good.
Yeah,
I'd love to. You know, we'd love to have anybody.
Yeah.
As part of this, it's an educational process.
Right.
I'm as useless as whatever.
The reason I ask about the independent LAFCO is because both times there was a vote on that, Glenn voted against it. And I don't know if it's because he didn't know what he was voting on.
Really?
Yeah, he voted against sending out the RFP for an independent.
Was this before March or since March?
The last time
it went out. Meeting. Yeah. This last meeting.
Oh, after I left?
With a 4-3 vote.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a turnaround. Yeah, what was going on?
He was responding to somebody's statement about transparency. I don't know what.
Oh, that was really that was Campbell thinking he didn't have proper representation to put the RFP together, even though county council put it together with Quincy's approval, with the ad hoc committee, which was because he wanted a board of supervisors on the ad hoc committee. Well, there's only can be three on the ad hoc committee. There's seven board members. Yeah, we had a city at large and myself.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So I'm going to assume that his vote was on procedure, that it was, you know, something to do with procedure.
So we're going to do about future ad hoc committees. We're not having any because someone will have a fit.
Well, I think like what we talked about, instead of having an ad hoc committee reviewing the RFPs, we would go to a closed session and review.
Okay.
And not do an ad hoc committee because that made no sense.
Then it can be your full board.
Then the full board.
Okay. So the full board is looking into all the information.
Well, because it's a legal thing. They said you could do that.
The response is not put out the RFP.
I know, it's not moving away from
this. Right.
never known that to execute right, contract with a consultant. Never seen that in the session. But that's right.
Is it a consultant or an employee?
No, consultant. So completely separate. Yeah.
Right.
So if it was an employee, yeah.
Otherwise, we could do it here.
But I will just.
I think what they were saying is we could do it because to not disclose, it's like when you purchase a piece of property, you're not disclosing cost for the consultant. That's why we could do it in closed session.
We're just going to go with what they said. Talking about the independent LAFCO, the one of the things that we had some conversation about, and it seemed like we were on different wavelengths a little bit.
Oh, I know. The mayor turned around completely. He's voting with this mayor.
On something he did,
Well, let's not.
We only have a few minutes before they
sure.
So, I'm talking about the possibly treated body. The completion of the MSRs, because you know, we've had discussion about county staff continuing to do those or a consultant to do them. So If what's running in our head is independent is important to us, and that's because we want independent thinking and independent management of the LAFCO affairs. One of the key things that the LAFCO is responsible for is the MSRs and sphere studies. If county staff is doing that, how is that independent?
It's not.
I think the confusion came up. It was just a budgetary concern because her thing for budget
was substantially different.
For outside was over $100,000. I think that's where the breakdown.
Yeah, and
an agreement came. They wanted independent, but they didn't want to pay that much.
And I think we're going to be stuck. Okay, realistically, aren't we stuck for 5 to 6 months with county staff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I get that.
So a lot of the boilerplate MSRs are going to be doing. If they can do one versus 18 versus 33,000, I think we should stick with county staff doing them because I don't think there's anything controversial out there on them. Hopefully they'll be worthwhile.
But we want somebody to be able to look at the sphere of influence and decide if they actually need to increase or things to do whatever needed to be done in Jamestown. Is county staff going to be able to find that in there?
Well, Jamestown and TUDs, I think, are going to be done with these contracts, right. But without the
right. But if another one comes up with
The next two are Tuolumne Park and Rec and Tuolumne Sanitary. We already paid $40,000 for consultants, and so all the information's already there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping that they'll actually pick up the cemetery fire and the other ones all at the same time because all the information.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they'll actually I'm going to suggest that we do Park and Rec at all the five districts in Tuolumne at the same time and get them all done because we have a study already done that county staff can look at. It's all the numbers and everything are there. They should be able to look at that. And it's funny, we got ours. Park and Rec hasn't got theirs yet, where they have 2,000. So that
would be nice to have that one.
The whole, yeah, but I'm thinking if we did all five of those together, that would be a no brainer. Then it goes to either Twain Hart CSD or whoever after that. But I think we should be able to do.
I'm split on it just because I think it's good for us to save money on it. I just don't want to lose sight of we need these things to do a very specific thing. And we need to understand them, and we need them to not be just a boilerplate data dump. That first off, we don't understand. Second, it doesn't identify any problems. Third, doesn't get controversial at all.
Well, I think the sphere of influence part of that is a key component because of their lack of following their own policies to date.
Yeah.
I think that an independent review on just the sphere of influences might be in order because I don't think the county can be impartial on it. I don't think they can be neutral.
Yeah. But that's the purpose of LAFCO, seems to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like they don't have a majority in there, the county.
And we're supposed to be independent of our districts and make a decision. County's supposed to, city's supposed to. Right. That's the whole that's the whole
Well, but when we're having the county staff prepare the
That's study. so we're just if that's the we need the result. We need, you know, we need to think about that a little bit more. Because also a consultant, if their contract is just to meet the letter of the law, the consultant report is not going to be much different than the staff.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of the questioning that goes into it to make sure that, you know, that the questions are answered. Is there a service provider, you know, that are there service demands in an area? Is there a service provider to provide those services? You know, those kind of things that...
Well, do you guys have a suggestion on how to handle it? I don't know.
For right now, I'm just saying, you know, I'll always voice, you know, my opinion that
for sure.
I think
Tom? Yeah, let Tom speak.
Yeah, okay, cool, thanks. I like John's comment about, you know, the getting it all done with county staff. It looks certainly nice, at least when you're looking at it from a cost perspective, but you know, they have a comparison of $120 an hour to $225. And is that based on the Helix consulting? I mean, that's a pretty expensive amount for doing an MSR. I would think that we'd be able to find another consultant that's a little cheaper and more closer to the county and would provide the independent.
I asked that question too. And she goes, of course, that's what it is. That's what I agree.
And then, you know, the other thought on that too is when they're doing the comparison, you've got 100 hours for a consultant that specializes in this, and then the same amount of time for county staff that doesn't specialize in this. And I'm a little curious if that's accurate as well. If it might take the consultant a little less time than county staff.
Good points. Very good. And that's just common sense stuff that seems to not be answered here. That's what's driving me nuts. It's like when you ask that question that you just did, well, I guess you guys don't believe what I say. That's what she said. And I'm frustrated.
Was the commission given to or during proposals from contractors for you guys to decide who was
the Helix? It was presented 25 minutes before we were supposed to decide.
Okay, so then.
Because Jamestown was going into the abyss.
Yeah, but that's not the way it should work, right? Shouldn't it be like similar to our board?
Well, and when it's over budget by a lot,
by
$90,000, that should come back as a budget adjustment right then and there. Yeah. Do we enter these contracts because it's going to cost us, and that never happens.
And my board, what's happened is he comes in with a recommendation and he explains why and how and where. And then, you know, if you need next meeting to decide, and here's the facts. But we don't get anything other than here's we got to do it now.
Yeah.
And I have all you people give me guidance. Okay. The executive officer gets to run with it.
Yeah.
That's not how I run my board. I mean,
Tom wouldn't do that fast.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, Maybe she has the right to do it because it was a 4-3 vote that the work plan was approved. Her thing is once the work plan's approved, she gets to execute it any way she wants.
There's not carte blanche, but it's no group should let their chief exec overspend their budget by that much without having to come back to the board.
Or do the controversial scope of work in the work that you requested.
It should always come back to the board.
The commission
always should come back.
Right.
From my perspective, the only thing the county should be involved with is LAFCO, is two seats up there, period. I also think they should have staff on it. I think it should be completely outside because they got an innate conflict of interest.
The one thing that is a board of caution right now is that there's not a lot of consultants out there. So the price is going to be up.
You're just going to set up the cameras.
You got it. Okay. Yeah, we're finishing the conversation.
Hey, Pete, I don't want, I know we're running out of time. They're coming in close here, but under item B, under our discussion and action items, discussion of information regarding district updates and future agenda items, I did want to mention that new federal law change that allows us to get more grant funding, as I understand it. I think update on that would be a good idea.
Yeah, that's great. It has it's still got to go through the Senate, but with the majority that it had, the numbers that it had, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't get hung up. I don't know when they're going to take it up, but yes, it does.
I'm thinking Dave's covered that and knows what's going on. Or
yes, he could definitely speak here for sure.
Hey Tom, thanks for that comment, because that really brings it in. I mean, that's just one and one is two, but we're not adding nothing. That's really an important point.
So I think it's just keeping an eye on it, so that we and when we see the MSRs, take the time to read them, and let's just see if it answers the questions that we need to answer.
But I think the fact that we only had one consultant Helix to go with, because when we applied at the to do our CSD consolidation, we had a guy that was hot to trot, had it all dialed in, was going to do it for us. So it's like very minimal price, and she wouldn't accept him to do it. So we had to pick off their list, and then the list they only had two or three, and we picked, and they picked it off of their list that we wanted to use. We paid for it, and then she fired it halfway through. Once it got all the reports in, she got fired. So that
option is we start to do these things like Mariposa does. They have the entity go out and get their own contractor and bring it in.
The MSR?
Yeah.
Is that how Mariposa left go?
Yeah. But they don't. They also don't stick with 5 years.
That doesn't make it independent, though.
Right.
No.
Right.
It's special interest.
No. Right. No, it doesn't.
You know, if I hire a consultant, I know where I want to go.
Yeah.
And I'm going to lead that consultant where I want to go. So.
It's like having somebody in the development industry do their own traffic.
It's study. Not funded. Sure. It's similar to an application where, you know, if you're here for an MSR, you're going to pay for it.
Nothing to see here.
It's just something, it's something that we continue to have a conversation about. So,
anybody knows lots of people with RFPs?
Oh, God. You saw that they. Busy now.
Staff.
And the guy in Cal Air is going to extend it one more year because they begged him to, because there's no one out there to bid on it.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't
want
to do anything.
So
I'm getting that.
So as far as budget and adopting the budget as it's proposed, is there...
What do you guys think?
Well, we reduced the MSRs out of what the $125,000 budget covering.
I mean, I think we need to leave the budget as high enough that if we do go halfway through the year, well, I mean, we can get as many done as we can.
Sure.
Especially if we can have the right to go shop with other stuff.
Yeah.
This is kind of different.
Yeah.
So are we gonna vote on the budget to accept the budget? Is that a good idea, or are we gonna get sick?
It still gets circulated, and we'll still take comments, but
And then next month is when we would vote on. Yeah. This is to move the budget.
Right.
What's that?
And you won't be.
I'll be gone for the budget vote. Yeah.
Oh no.
Well, just for that day. This.
So then the policies. We're going to look to circular coming on look to get focused comments and division files.
Work plans, what about work?
This tied to the budget. It is what it is.
Okay.
And as far as the training, the conference itself is something that the individual
consider. Yeah, I would consider that. I'm thinking about that. Because I do believe it was a good networking too. I mean, that might be a spot we can find.
Yeah, but I still think it's a special difference for them to pay for their maybe sitting county center.
Oh, for sure.
Well, the city county.
They won't go.
You can't go to a tree. He's getting on over. He's getting on. He's not going to be on.
I'll tell you who showed up.
They were telling me by this year.
Or do you have anything else to help you guys finish off this agenda? Well, no, I mean, just be able to.
No, I know. I don't know that everybody heard what I suggested for item B, but okay.
I got it and I wrote it down.
Thank you.
My notes, yeah.
And that's for next,
Yes.
Yeah.
Dane, do you have anything you want to throw in?
Okay.
On? Sorry, I had to dash out real quick.
That's okay.
And you are now in pursuit.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Dom. Thank you.